Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's readings present to us the sufferings of this life, and it compares the small, relatively small, and short sufferings of this life with the glory that awaits us in heaven. And this is a truth which is presented to us so that we will wait with endurance, that we will be patient. Today's gospel, our Lord compares the sufferings in this life, this is one understanding of this gospel, to a mustard seed, right? A mustard seed is small and yet acrid and pungent in taste. And again, that represents the small sufferings of this life. And he compares it to it becoming a large bush, right? If the sufferings that being faithful to the gospel, if we persevere in that with patience to the end, becomes a large bush, which provides shade and coolness and refreshment and protection for the birds of the sky. And that large bush represents heaven. Today's psalm talks about the same theme, where it says, those that sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. Right? Tears in this life, but rejoicing in the next. And then even more explicit and plainly, St. Paul talks about this in today's first reading, his letter to the Romans, chapter 8. He talks about the sufferings of this present time, how we groan within ourselves. And he compares this to the glory to be revealed in us, the glorious freedom of the children of God, the redemption of our bodies. And he says the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed in us. The commentary says that Saint Fursey, an Irish monk, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he heard angels singing, and these angels were singing, no labor is difficult, no time is long that obtains eternal glory. At the same time, the commentary says, it should be duly noted, and no one denies, that the contrary is also true, namely, no pleasure is so great, nor delight so enduring, as to make it worth eternal damnation. This is also present in the life of Saint Francis of Assisi. On May 8th, in the year 1213, the eighth year of his conversion, Saint Francis of Assisi arrived at the town of San Leo in the province of Rimini, and went to the square where many noblemen were assembled. And in fervor of spirit, he climbed onto a low wall and began to preach, taking as the theme of his sermon these words, so great is the good which I expect, that all pain is to me a delight. And under the dictation of the Holy Spirit, he preached on this theme so devoutly and so profoundly, proving its truth by the various sufferings and martyrdoms of the holy apostles and martyrs, and by the severe penances of the holy confessors, like Blessed Bonaventure of Potenza, and by the many tribulations and temptations of the holy virgins and of the other saints, that everyone stood there gazing attentively at him, listening to him as though an angel of God were speaking. For the fruit of noble struggles is a glorious one. Wisdom chapter 3, verse 15. And so we conclude with the last words of today's first reading, where St. Paul says, we wait with endurance. That is, we persevere with patience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.